Paul Ramel here in the studio. Of course, this week is Severe Weather Awareness Week. And with us in the studio right now, we're going to kick things off on this Monday, talking with Blaine Johnson. Blaine is the Lacaparral County Emergency Management Director. That's a long title there, Blaine.
That is. You hit it spot on.
Did I get it right?
You did. Yep. Okay. Yep.
Well, we've talked. How many years have you had the job now here?
Three, going on my fourth now. Yep.
Yeah, we do this every year.
That's right.
During Severe Weather Awareness Week. So, and you've been busy with the COVID-19 thing going on, right?
I have. Been dealing a lot with Gloria and Don from Countryside. It's been keeping us on our toes. Oh, but better to be busy, job security, I guess. Yeah. But
and prepared, right?
That's right. So, absolutely.
And that's what your job is to prepare for stuff
right. Coordinate different agencies. You know, we tend to train and exercise within our certain agency, but a lot of the times we don't focus on getting together and how do we respond together and share resources. So yeah, that's basically the gist of it in a way. So
yeah, I think that was learned from 9/11. What happened in New York City that day, not a lot of the agencies were communicating well.
Absolutely.
Didn't that come out of that?
Yep.
In Homeland Security and
stuff? Yep. Totally. Exactly. Okay. So it's been quite the change since 9/11. And to be honest, a lot of people are thinking this new COVID is going to be that next big event. Yeah. Katrina, 9/11, and now this has shown a lot of gaps nationally. So we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah. But I visited with some healthcare professionals last week, and they kind of said the same thing. You know, we're learning a lot about this COVID-19, how we're responding to it. Yep. And so the next time, if help us, there's not a next time, probably prepared. We learn from our mistakes, right?
Absolutely.
All right. I've asked Blaine to come in and just talk a little bit about Severe Weather Awareness Week. We do this every year, this in April around the state of Minnesota, just to help people be aware of severe weather and how to prepare and plan, right, Blaine?
Absolutely, yep. So every year, Emergency Management, Homeland Security, along with our National Weather Service partners and some of our local agencies get together, and it's basically a statewide information campaign to refresh just our knowledge and what we think about severe weather threats that occur every summer. And, you know, of course, we all probably know them, but it's good to refresh every year and just go over what really are our threats out here on the plains with this severe weather and how do we prepare for that so don't suffer damage. So, and basically the aim of this week every year, it's always in April, is to enable citizens to be better prepared and take appropriate action when necessary when these threats occur. So, that'll be held this week starting Monday here, April 13th, running through Friday the 17th.
And every day of the week this week, kind of specialize on a certain severe weather, right?
That's right.
And what would those be there, Blaine?
Right. So there's five topics, one for each day of the week, and Monday starts weather alerts and warnings.
Okay.
So that's a big one here. I know I push the LENS system all the time. That's our local emergency management notification system for the county.
And I love it. I get it on whenever there's a severe thunderstorm, boom, it beeps on my phone. I love that. And that comes from the county.
It does, yep. And some of the weather alerts are automated through the weather service, comes through our system. But then, like when we had the COVID, the executive order, that came through the system as well. And that was on our end. We pushed that.
Okay.
So it is a very easy way for myself and law enforcement to get in touch with everybody right away if something happens. It's quicker than anything else we have right now. And, of course, the radio station's good about that.
Yep. So talk a little bit more about the LENS, it's called, right?
Right, yep. Lacaparral Emergency Notification System. And you can go online. You can either call the office or go online if you're a computer person and sign up, go to lqpco.com, and under the emergency management page, there is a link right there to sign up, and you can pick what alerts you want, you can pick what hazards, you can sign up for community event notifications, which we're still kind of playing with. We don't have that one down quite yet.
Okay.
And you can decide how to get them over your cell phone, text, email, phone call, anything, all of the above even. So it's kind of an a la carte type system. So and you can even put it on silence at night. I don't tell many people that.
Well, I was surprised the other night. Woke up the severe thunderstorm warning already, and that was out of Big Stone County.
Okay.
I was shocked, but yeah. It really works well, I think.
Well, and you know, Paul, you bring up a good point. Like, I'm so involved in this COVID pandemic stuff, I forgot to check the weather the last few days, mm-hmm. which is also another part of what's going on, both in my field and for all of us. And there's a severe front coming right north of us here. So it is good to keep in mind of these severe weather hazards we're going to have here okay. this summer.
So I just want to encourage everybody to go to what website again, Blaine?
It is lqpco.com.
Okay. Or can they call someplace?
They can, okay. Yep. So if you call my office, 320-598-7171, or the sheriff's office, we can sign them both up that way.
Yep, and then you'll get your alerts. So encourage everyone to do that. All right, what's Tuesday that the state is going to focus on?
Tuesday, severe storms, lightning, and hail. So we're going to be talking about how thunderstorms can affect, you know, small areas or big areas. Usually a thunderstorm is 15 miles in diameter, lasts for 30 minutes or under. We kind of know some of this stuff, but those can be pretty powerful. We think about tornadoes a lot, but really, I mean, some of these thunderstorms are the things that do the most damage.
Yeah, and the straight line winds and everything like that. So
absolutely, yep.
All right, that's Tuesday, and how about Wednesday?
Wednesday is floods and flash floods. Luckily, this year we had no flooding, so that was good.
Major. Yeah, wasn't that a perfect melt?
Oh, perfect. It lasted for like a month, Paul. Holy.
Yeah.
That was good. So, yeah, and we all know about the flooding hazard, but the biggest thing here is, A, buy flood insurance for your home. Everybody's eligible. It's just a matter of finding an insurance agent that does it. But everybody, whether you're in a floodplain or not, can buy insurance.
Oh, really?
So, okay. Yeah, I encourage you to reach out to our office or your local mm-hmm. insurance agent to look into that.
Okay.
And then, of course, turn around and don't drown is the other thing. So it's hard to see water at night, so make sure to drive careful during spring events.
Turn around and don't drown. I don't think I've heard that one before.
Yep. That's the big National Weather Service one.
So you're in a car, turn around, don't drown.
That's right. That's don't right. Go, don't drive through it.
Don't drive through water. Right?
And we had that incident, so somebody tried to do that recently. So,
all right, Thursday?
Thursday is our statewide tornado drill day. Mm-hmm. And so the state, more broadly, is going to be sounding the sirens. And I just want to upfront say, we're not going to be doing this locally. We felt like it was maybe mixed messages with what's going on with the pandemic. And so our sirens will not sound this year. But there is a broader statewide tornado drill that day. And that, I believe, is at 1:30.
Yep.
And so just an FYI, our local ones won't, okay. but we know what those sound like every Monday.
Right. At six. Well, will we get alerts on the phone at all? Or
not for this one. Not okay. this time, yeah. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay. That's Thursday.
Yep, okay. And we just thought it was beneficial we're trying to push out other messages, so we wanted people to kind of stay focused, but this is definitely important, so stay alert.
How about Friday?
So Friday is one of those hazards that we don't think about all the time, but heat waves, you know, if we have a long heat wave, not only can it cause like long-term drought and things like that, but I mean, heat stroke causes thousands of deaths each year in the U.S. So stay hydrated, stay in cool places, think about your pets. The biggest thing I think for this whole week is you have to really develop a plan. And some people think you need a written plan, and that's fine. But sometimes it's just talking to your family and your friends about what you're going to do if severe weather hits. So, absolutely.
All right. Yeah, you have a very important job there, Blaine, to help counties prepare. So just kind of run us through, let's say a tornado comes through Madison, and hopefully not, but you've been prepared how to handle a situation like that. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, there's so many functions within that disaster that people don't think about. But, I mean, you go from, first, how do we alert the public on what's going on? Obviously, there's the tornado sirens and drills we do in that alert and warning system outdoors. But so if a tornado would hit, we'd probably open up our emergency operations center, which is here in the annex building, and just kind of try to coordinate all the different agencies and functions that are going to come into town. You know, that's going to be a lot of people that are trying to do a lot of different things. So how do we make sure we're you know, if it's a big bad tornado, how are we search and rescuing for people in houses? How do we search and make sure we're not looking at a house twice and like coordinating off different areas of town? And that's just one event. What do we do with the debris management? What about volunteers that come into the community? Mm-hmm. And all these different functions that are within that incident need to be kind of coordinated. And that's my job, not to direct, but just to help the sheriff's office or fire department or whoever, and absolutely get the resources that they need is the big one.
Yep. So what I hear you saying is communication with everyone is very important.
It is. It's very important.
Yep. I think you told me once, don't rely on your cell phones. Sometimes, huh?
Absolutely not. Yep. So especially like when Wadena went through, the cell phones were down for a long time. So you had to go back to driving around actually at the time. And
oh, I didn't hear that one. Okay.
Yeah. So,
all right. Yeah, well, appreciate you coming in this morning. I know you're a busy guy with the COVID-19. Let's just quick switch gears here a little bit, not talk about severe weather week, but what can you tell us about the COVID-19, what you've been doing with that?
Well, so what we've been doing is, and it sounds like we're flattening the curve like we should be. I talked to public health before I came down here today, and we're doing what we need to be doing, but you know, when it takes 14 days to see if you have the disease, they really wanted to push it out and make sure with this latest stay-at-home order that they extended to May 3rd at night, that we were continuing to do that. They needed a little more data. So make sure to keep sanitizing your hands, keep washing your hands, take showers, I guess. But
I've had friends that when they get home from work, they take their clothes off right there in the basement or the garage leave their clothes there.
And I think the biggest thing is social distancing too. It's hard sometimes. We're not used to it, but actually physically distancing yourself, it's supposed to be 6 feet.
Yep.
So you maintain that distance there. It lessens the likelihood of getting the disease. So.
You have to consciously think that.
You do.
And I've been doing that. Yep. So.
Well, even some of the event planning, and we're used to going to the store and hanging out with friends, and we just have to kind of make some changes here for the next month. And
stay home.
That's right. Get her done.
Yep. Get her done. Okay. It'll be a lot easier on us down the road here if we all stay home. Yep.
We're doing a good job so far, though.
All right. Blaine, thanks for coming in, and I appreciate it. And appreciate you filling us in what's happening this week on Severe Weather Awareness Week. Did we touch on everything?
Yeah, I think we did. Keep in mind, it's an important week. Just because we're not sounding the sirens doesn't mean it's not an important week. So make sure you sign up for alerts and listen to the radio station here for updates. And absolutely.
All right, we keep you updated with everything at the station.
Awesome.
Yep. All right, that's Blaine Johnson, the Loughborough County Emergency Management Director. He's proud of me. I got his title right?
That's right.
All right. Thanks, Blaine.
Yep.